All right, maybe you're a college student and you have a friend. I'm sure you have a friend who's depressed or dealing with some heavy issues. Maybe you yourself. Actually, if you look at it statistically, there was a nationwide survey done by the American College of Health Association and the National Collegiate Health Association did a mutual national survey of 2 to 4 year students. If you're in a 2 to 4 year learning institution, 30% of all college students surveyed had this feeling of depression that made it difficult for them to function in the past year. Let me say it again. 30% in a national survey of college students reported it was difficult for them to function at times during the last year because of this reality we call depression. Now, why? Well, we can guess. I'm sure that you can figure this out too. In college, in a 2 to 4 year institution, there is pressure. Oftentimes, when this whole new environment and shift in your life comes, there's this responsibility that comes on you that maybe wasn't there before. There's a financial responsibility. There's an academic responsibility. And we find ourselves in relationships. Some are good, some are bad, some are healthy, some are very unhealthy. And it causes us a lot of conflict. Sometimes we don't deal with conflict very well. We enter into a whole new realm of peer pressure in a collegiate arena. And then you have this freedom in this collegiate arena that you maybe didn't have when you were back home called sexual issues. Being sexually active, being very prolific with your sexuality, having multiple partners, having one partner, moving from partner to partner. In the hookup culture, there's all different kinds of dynamics of sexual issues. So this is why 30% of college students in 2 to 4 year institutions are dealing with the inability to function in everyday life, called depression. What's also characteristic is your academic performance drops, and statistically, your likelihood to smoke increases. Those who are dealing with depression in college drink as much as their peers drink, but those who are dealing with depression drink to drunkenness more often. That's interesting. So the drunkenness goes up among college students who are depressed. Now, what's associated with drunkenness? And particularly in the survey for females. Females who are depressed in college drink to drunkenness more often than those who are not. Well, you have unprotected sex. You have driving issues, legal issues, financial issues, and a likelihood of multiple partners. Then you have the possibility as a female in drunken state and depressed where you have dangerous sex. And then you have the situation where you're going to have the possibility of sexually transmitted diseases. So there's a lot of things, unwanted pregnancy, that take place whose root is depression that leads to drunkenness, that leads to a lack of judgment and poor decisions. 6% of college students have considered suicide. 6%. 1% of college students have attempted suicide. Suicide is the third leading cause of death between those in the ages of 15 and 24.9 years old. Now, what does this all mean? College sometimes is it's a party. Sometimes the party turns bad. It's a time of liberation and freedom and growing and learning and excitement and friends and all of that. Making progress, studying, reaching your goals. But almost 1 out of 3 college students are having difficulty functioning today or have in the last year because of depression. There is in our culture on college campuses, I think you'd agree, a spirituality that's in a major deficit range. There is a inability inwardly to handle outward pressures. Inwardly, we're not strong enough spiritually to handle the demands of peers, of culture, expectations, goals, stress, pressure, finances, student debt, you name it, etc. There's a verse in the Bible. This is interesting. 1 John 4:4 says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Jesus said, out of you will flow rivers of living water. What Jesus was interested in is teaching people how to be stronger inwardly to handle demands and the pressures that are coming at us outwardly. If we don't have the strength inwardly to deal with these pressures, I guess 30% of the time, if not more, we're going to end up with a real challenge on our hands. If you're a person of faith and you know of what I speak, you know probably what it is you need to do and not do to begin to receive this strength again to handle the demands of life. If you're not a person of faith, then you're going to have to sort of make a way for yourself to step out of those pressures, step back, dial down, get enough emotional self-discipline, whatever else, to deal with those things. Or, hey, here's something. Consider being a person of faith and believe Christ in what he said. I want to help you in your weariness and your heaviness, and I want to equip you. I want to gift you. I want to help you to withstand the pressures, because he's not going to tempt you beyond something you cannot handle. Anyway, there is always this thing when it comes to the soul is an issue of faith. If you're not of faith, you're going to have to go it on your own. If you're a person of faith in Christ, then he's accessible to you. If you're not a person of faith, he's still accessible to you, but he's actually waiting for you to invite him into your life and forgive you of your sin. Either way you choose, that's totally up to you. Oh, by the way, he gave you that choice. So however it is you choose is going to help you navigate this depression that is taking place on our college campuses. If you have questions about that, well, of course, contact us. Let us help you to get to that place where the strength inwardly is greater than the pressure that's coming upon you outwardly. We'll figure it out together.